I tried to talk about this thing called Elsagate with Matt on Thursday Drive a couple of weeks ago, but I just found myself getting in a bit of a tailspin because there's so much to unpack. It's basically this thing that's going on where videos are getting uploaded that are seemingly quite innocent, and then suddenly you find that they're actually got some very sinister themes in there. You know, kids are watching these because the videos are purposely designed to come into the feeds of people. And look, so much to unpack, but a guy who knows a bit more about it, Nick Wiggum from news.com.au, online now. Nick, hello, how are you going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, really well. So look, I'm very bad at explaining what actually is this thing called Elsagate that's going on. How would you describe it to someone that's never heard of it before?
Yeah, well, like you said, they're just kind of a wave of videos that are quite sinister in nature. But at first glance, on the surface, they look quite innocent and innocuous, and they're targeted at kids, so they're aimed at young children, and they feature popular characters like Spider-Man's a big one, the Elsa princess from the Frozen movies that are really popular with little girls. The Joker's often the bad guy, so popular kids' characters, but they start out a lot of the time quite regular, like a little kids' video, but then they'll take sort of a sinister, quite depraved turn, and they can sort of have common themes of sort of kids getting needles, getting fingers chopped off, getting kidnapped. They can often be quite sexual. So, yeah, they're a bit shocking, really. And I think they're, at first glance, like I said, they're designed to look quite like any other harmless kids video. I guess to perhaps trick YouTube's algorithm, so they do appear in people's feeds, but also for parents that might sort of glance at a kid's iPad, that they won't think anything of it. But lo and behold, eventually Peppa the Pig is going to, you know, stab his friend and go have sex with his sister kind of thing.
Right, yeah, and because the thing is crazy with these videos is, like, not only are they cartoons, but they're sometimes real-life acted, you know, people in costumes doing this stuff as well. And the thing, I guess, that's maybe concerning, I would imagine, is, you know, as a parent, you have almost, because these videos, the way they come up in the feeds, as far from what I know, is the titles are often, they don't actually make sense, but they're just a bunch of words that almost sort of, certain words on YouTube and phrases that are quite popular amongst kids, and what they'll do is fill the title with those words. And so then if you're genuinely watching a Peppa Pig episode on YouTube, suddenly when YouTube autoplays the next related video, it's like Peppa Pig, you know, like going to the dentist and cutting someone's head off, for example. And like, as a parent, I imagine if there's a lot of parents that let their kids just sort of roll with the iPad at the restaurant and just let it freeload.
You see it all the time. It's obviously very common. And that, like you say, that autoplay feature that all those kind of streaming and video platforms have these days.
Yeah.
That is how these kind of videos can sneak in because, they have all the keywords there. They have, surprisingly often, a lot of them have a lot of views. So therefore, I think YouTube's algorithm weights it a little bit higher. So they do sneak into the feed. And then all of a sudden, the kid, who's probably not going to say anything either, he's just going to sort of notice that obviously it's a bit different, but we'll just sort of watch it through.
Does that mean with the high views that these people are making money off this, do you reckon?
Yeah, dude, it's a big business for sure. Because, a lot of them are monetized, a lot of these channels that host these videos. And, there was one last year that I think at one point had up to, they weren't all Elsagate kind of content, but the channel itself had 1.7 billion views amongst all its videos.
Wow.
And so I think for the month of March 2016, it was like up in the top five most viewed channels on YouTube, because in the last couple of years, YouTube's really been driven by kids' content. Like, their young kids are making up more and more of the views just because they will sit there, I guess, and just watch a lot.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's been some videos that have investigated how, like, people that were formerly doing, like, pranks or something on YouTube have then started to do these kind of dress-up-as-Spider-Man kind of do-do-do-do kind of videos, because it's where the money's at. I mean,
exactly.
What do we do about this, though? Because, like, from what I've heard, these videos were even coming up in the YouTube Kids app, which is meant to, advertised as something that does filter out these potentially harmful videos. So what do we do? It's almost like you're helpless.
Yeah, it's a good question. And the tricky part is because they don't necessarily get filtered out by, at least it was a YouTube's filters, and as well as other cybersecurity sort of software programs that you can have. It's a bit of a tough one. But so last year in November, YouTube came out and said that they were looking quite heavily at this and cracking down, and they demonetized a lot of accounts and they shut down a lot of other ones. A lot of them were to do with sort of like the child exploitation themed videos as well, which were particularly disturbing. A lot of them even featured like real kids.
Yeah.
So they did remove hundreds of thousands of videos, but again, like, it's just, I mean, people are uploading this every day. I mean, I watched one today that was uploaded yesterday, and it was a 12-minute clip with, yeah, a guy dressed as Spider-Man and then a pretty young, you know, 20-year-old-looking woman dressed as Elsa, and it was all about them losing their little Spider-Man baby, and it was, yeah, again, very strange stuff, but quite subliminal in its undertone.
Do you think, I know there's a few theories out there that suggest that these kind of videos, I think there's this thing I've heard being thrown around called learned helplessness, which is like when you are exposed to these kind of distressing videos or even, you know, like videos of kids getting left behind and stuff and just harmful content that you don't know how to get out of it. This is not 100% what the exact definition is, but it seems like that then can, over time, make kids just not know how to get themselves out of bad situations or something like that. Is there anything to suggest that these videos are almost trying to have that effect? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, no one really knows for sure, because, I mean, it is somewhat of an organic phenomenon that has kind of spread throughout the internet. And like you say, people jumping on board to maybe profit. But they are strikingly similar in their tones and themes and kind of things that they feature. So, it has led to a whole lot of sort of, you know, online sleuths and, you know, people on Reddit and 4chan, and there's forums dedicated to this type of thing where people do theorize about why people are making these videos, because they are just bizarre.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, that is the prevailing, you know, idea, I guess, is the learned helplessness and trying to maybe groom kids to become accustomed with certain ideas or associations, in terms of like needles is one. So perhaps the use of needles to sedate a young child or whatever, and there's often a lot of the young child will poo and then they have to take their clothes off and weird things like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very seedy stuff, I guess. But
it's unbelievably strange, these videos. That, I mean, if you and they're not hard to find. That's the crazy thing. If you go on YouTube and search like Elsa stripper or something, or like Spider-Man Wii or Spider-Man whatever, it just comes up. And I mean,
and even the YouTube search engine will drop down. The drop down menu will sort of suggest a lot of these terms as well. And they'll be like misspelled, like the way that a child might at times. And
right.
So, I mean, I think that's been cleaned up a fair bit in the last sort of month or two.
So YouTube have responded, have they? What are they doing?
Yeah, so the CEO of YouTube came out in November, and then she also penned a couple of blog posts that sort of spoke about what they were doing. I think she, without, you know, being too direct, she did talk about content that, I think they used the word attempt to pass as family-friendly, but is clearly not, and then referenced child exploitation content. And then that was when you started seeing certain accounts disappearing and getting shut down. So, I mean, the bulk of the responsibility obviously does lie with them. But, I mean, so in November when this did happen, I did speak to a bloke who's now sort of a cybersecurity and online safety specialist. He used to be with the Queensland Police for about 22 years. And a bulk of that time was he was a detective, like, with matters to do with child exploitation sort of cases. But he now sort of travels around to schools and talks to parents and mums about this sort of thing, I guess, and how you can kind of protect your kids against it, or at least be aware that it's going on. And he was just sort of saying that almost, you know, 95% of the parents he speaks to aren't really aware.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's the thing, and that's the reason I even brought you on, is because, like, this isn't a new story, but it's like, I've asked people, have you heard of this crazy thing that's happening on YouTube? And no one's heard of it. It's always the first time someone's heard about it. So I guess, no doubt, and that's even, like, young people that I'm talking to. You know, parents are usually a bit one step behind I mean, no offense, parents, but, like, when it comes to internet sort of weird, deep trends like this, it's sort of, there's first to hit the youth and then the parents come sort of later. But I mean, look, I guess finally, before I let you go, do you think there's any, if there are parents listening, I mean, what what do you do besides just monitor your kids 24/7, which is pretty unrealistic, especially
exactly.
when the iPad now is like, you see at restaurants all the time, it is a chance for parents to almost have a break.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, probably the kids for the most part are going to be too young to sort of raise awareness with them and teach them about it too specifically. But I mean, there are other sort of software programs that parents can get. Like, there's a company called Family Zone that have a really good one. So basically, it allows you to take control of all your family's devices, whether iPads, their computer, their phone, if they're in the home, or this company's kind of rolling out with telcos and schools as well. But essentially, it allows you to limit what websites certain devices can look at, you can kind of do anything, how long they can spend on certain websites. You can disable videos and things like that. So if you're really concerned, you could start looking into those kind of products. And then put them on your kid's device just so you can really have that peace of mind, I guess. But yeah. Otherwise, just a big bad internet out there at the moment.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I guess we'll hopefully see these videos get more policed, or that YouTube will come out with a system that can get rid of it or detect it a bit better. Because at the moment, it looks like there's almost no stopping it. I mean, because it's just too big,
Well, that's the thing. I mean, these are ultimately quite new forms of new technology in a way. I mean, they're only sort of a decade or two old. YouTube's been really a big thing. So I guess the guys that are making this kind of content are exploiting a bit of a blind spot, whereas, your parents didn't grow up with this. And YouTube obviously wants to clean up the site, but unless it has enough pressure to do so or economic incentive to do so, yeah, they've just been kind of caught napping, and it's gotten a bit weird, really.
Yeah, and it's especially when kids are the biggest drivers of YouTube, and they're the ones giving these guys money, and it's a really weird situation going on. But Nick, glad to have you on to clear it up a little bit. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.